For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Give me the hogs, Chuck!
Man, it is bustling around Northwest Arkansas as we head into the weekend. It's graduation weekend on the U of A campus. Plus, you got a big baseball series going on tonight. So there are people everywhere. I guess it's graduation weekend in many places around the South. I can recall for many years, you know, you'd travel around and it seemed like we'd always be at Ole Miss or somewhere like that on graduation weekend. And I used to think that, man, if a guy could corner the market on sundresses for one weekend, you could make a fortune in the South. You could become a millionaire. Sundresses everywhere. I know it'll be a big weekend in Fayetteville. I know people are excited. Families are in town. All the hotel rooms are full, and the restaurants will be busy. So everyone ought to have a great time. But we're going to talk about baseball as we get underway on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. It's presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and it is brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. The third-ranked Razorbacks and the 15th-ranked Mississippi State Bulldogs this weekend at Baumwalker Stadium. Final home conference series of the regular season. Now, we know the Razorbacks are going to play at home in the postseason, but it won't be quite the same. Hogs enter the weekend 40-9, 17-7 in conference play, lead the Aggies by a game in the West. Mississippi State, though, has won 7 of their last 9 conference ball games. They're 32-16, 14-10 in the league. DVH says he knows the Hogs have their hands full.
You know, if I look at all the teams in the SEC right now, I think all the coaches would say the two teams you don't want to play are Mississippi State and Texas A&M. Those would be in the top 3 or 4, and we play both of them. And that's just the way it is. So, you know, a few weeks ago, they probably said you didn't want to play Arkansas. Now they're probably saying, yeah, Arkansas, they're just kind of getting by. They got their wins, and, you know, they don't score enough runs. And once you get past Hagen, you're in good shape. I mean, I can, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, don't hide it. That's what I talk to our guys about. So, but yeah, Mississippi State's going to be a major challenge for us.
And now it is going to be a major challenge. And they do have Hagen Smith going tonight. So the odds favor the Razorbacks. Smith's not been beaten this year. He's got a minuscule ERA. And the Razorbacks always like their chances. He's undefeated as a pitcher, and the Razorbacks are undefeated in games when he started. They're 12-0. In games when Hagen has started. So you like your chances tonight. You always do when he's on the mound. There's a lot more to it than that, though. 6:30 tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 1 o'clock on Sunday, I think. Fireworks after the game tonight. Now, I want to delve away just for a moment, continue to talk about baseball, but not so much about this series. Now, the cut that you heard a minute ago where Van Horn was talking about Mississippi State comes from a press conference that was held yesterday, a preview, as they call it, of the Mississippi State series. But he got to talking, and Dave's interesting sometimes when he gets to talking. He started talking about his program. There were a couple of Mississippi writers and such on the call, the Zoom call. They were asking him about Arkansas's program. And then one of the local reporters asked him about Senior Day. There's going to be a lot of seniors. that are going to be honored during Senior Day ceremonies tomorrow. Now, being a senior doesn't mean what it once did. It might mean you've been in the program for a while. Might mean you've been there 4 or 5 months. You just don't know. But Dave, in talking about his seniors, delved into really his philosophy of how he runs his program. I thought it was an interesting passage. It may or may not have anything to do with what happens over the next 3 days, but it gives you some insight into what his thinking is.
Key to recruiting is getting the young kids, and the key to winning these days with the portal, we still believe, is bringing in the high school kids and recruiting around them. Because they know what your program's all about, and they can pass it along as they get a little older, instead of just, you know, going and getting a bunch of one-year guys, which they've done well here, and we've enjoyed them, and they've been a big part of our team, and, you know, to us, they're Razorbacks forever. And most of those guys come back and work out now if they're in professional baseball. But really, it's the young guys that you can get in here for 3 years, usually at a minimum, unless they're draft eligible and they're that good. Like, you know, like Ben Intendi, he was 2 year draft eligible, and Wallace, and they both did great here for 2 years. So that means a lot. I mean, I'm proud of those guys. When those guys are graduating, some already graduated, some are working on masters. So, you know, that's what it's all about. Come in here, and if you don't get a degree, get really close. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel and finish it up after pro ball.
Now, baseball is different. The rules are different. You know, you sign out of high school. If you sign with a D1 team, you're going to be there until you turn 21 or 3 seasons. It's different than it is, for example, in football and basketball. I think, honestly, it's one of the things that makes college baseball good. I think it makes the quality of play good. Now, I understand the transfer portal has a place, and it certainly does. And as Dave said, hey, they're glad to have them. They've contributed to the team. But, you know, to me, and he cited Ben Intendi and Caden Wallace in that passage, to me, the best players are 2-year guys. Those are two examples right there. It was my observation over the years, and I've heard Dave say the same thing, and I've heard Norm DeBrien say the same thing. The best players make their greatest improvement between their first and second years. Now, the really good players can become great in their third and fourth years, but the best players make their jumps, their biggest jumps, between the first and second years. And I can go back to a lot of the players when I was doing the games, pre-Ben Intendi, guys that made their biggest jumps between their freshman and sophomore years. I think baseball's got it right. Now, I don't think you can make that system work in other sports. I don't think you can make it work in basketball, for example. Each sport's different. Frankly, you don't find very many football players who are ready for the National Football League after a couple of years of college. It's just not how the games work. Everything's different. I don't think you can apply the rule in baseball to basketball, and you can't apply the basketball rule to football. There are not enough similarities to have any sort of uniform policy. But I do like the way it works in baseball. I think for this sport, they've got it right. And I think what Dave said is right. You look at the programs that have success, that's the way they've done it over the years. Speaking of having sustained success, that brings me to Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, our presenting sponsor. You hear me talking about them every time we get together. I do that because of my experience with them. I remember the first time I bought a home. It was scary, and I was an idiot, which compounded the problem. And fortunately, they were there to guide me through and get me out of all the dumb ideas that I had going through my head. We got from contract to close, and what it became was a partnership. They became my partners for life. I don't know about you, but for me, when I buy a home, it's the most money I've ever spent. And it's not like I do this all the time, but I've done it multiple times, and I know many of you have as well. I can tell you about my experience, and it was terrific from start to finish. I think it'll be that way for you as well. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in both Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. They're in Branson. You want to check out a wide selection of homes? Visit their website at WeickerGriffin.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Besides the Razorback Nation, everybody else thought we was going to get our butt kicked. You didn't think we was going to, Chuck.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
And an extra possession. Lob! Doncic to Gafford, 7-0 Mavs.
Daniel Gafford, 13.7 rebounds last night. The Mavericks go to OKC game two, and they beat the Thunder 119-110. A little bit of a surprise there. Maybe a lot of a surprise for some people. But their Western Conference semifinal, even in a game apiece now. Jalen Williams off the bench for the Thunder, 8 points, four boards. Isaiah Joe had 7 points. He was 3 of 5 from the floor, hit a three-pointer in the game. Now the scene shifts to Dallas. Big D, with everything tied at a game apiece. The winner gets the winner of the Minnesota series. They're up 2-0 right now on Denver. Runs hard to come by for the Razorback softball team in the opening round, or at least their opening round, of the conference softball tournament down in Auburn. Razorbacks got the double bye because they finished in the top four, which meant they played yesterday. Missouri was the opponent. Problem was, it got washed out in the fifth inning. Missouri was ahead 3-1. We, in the interest of full disclosure, as we record this, they are completing the game, and Arkansas is still behind. If they win, they'll play LSU, who upset the top seed in the tournament, Tennessee. If they lose, they're out. They'll come back home, and they're going to play in the NCAA tournament, and they're going to play at home. So watch for that today. If they come back and win, they'll be around and live to fight another day. Hey, if you're really going to be ready for the weekend, if you're really going to be ready for all these NBA games and the Razorback series with Mississippi State, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. If you're one of those who likes to place a wager on your favorite team, or maybe just place a wager on the game you're watching, it's right there, your phone, right there at your fingertips. You've got the opportunity at the Bet Saracen app. Now, you're saying all the time it's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. It's Vegas, Arkansas style. What does that mean? It means you get to place wagers on the Razorbacks tonight. It means you get to place wagers on Hagan Smith. You get to place wagers on Peyton Stovall. You get to place wagers on the guys you watch and root for. It's all there. Arkansas connections, NBA playoffs. You got Isaiah Joe. You got Jalen Williams. You got others out there. All fair game at the Bet Saracen app. Now, I know that there are a lot of national sports betting apps. I also know that there are laws that keep them from operating in our state, which is probably good because they don't give you opportunities to place wagers on our people the way you get to at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a how to play video. They'll get you started at the Bet Saracen app.
In lane number three, it is Lance Lang who's going to try to hold off Nick Harbor. And Lang is going to win the heat and automatically qualify through to Saturday's final. 20-34 officially for Lang.
I cannot in good conscience get out of here without talking about the Razorback men's and women's track teams. They are competing this weekend down in Gainesville, Florida. That's where the SEC Outdoors are. It started yesterday, continues today. They'll crown a champion sometime tomorrow night. Now, the Razorback men's track team is ranked number 5 in the country. They are after their fourth straight Southeastern Conference outdoor title. The Razorback women are ranked number 2 in the country. And they're trying to win their third SEC outdoor over the last 4 years. Clearly, they're among the favorites. And LSU's good. Florida's good. Man, you want to watch world-class athletes? Go to an SEC track meet. I can tell you, in fact, one time in Gainesville, we were down there playing baseball. And the track at the time, the old baseball park, the track was right behind it. And so you could watch from, you know, the back part of the baseball press box. And I did for several minutes before one of the games. And it was so good, I did it again the next day. And, I mean, you want to talk about great athletes. I mean, just incredible to watch. And I know that's what's going on down there in Gainesville this weekend. And our teams, men and women, again, among the favorites, as they always seem to be on the track and field side. All right, that's enough for today, enough for the week. Weather looks great. Take a jacket to the ballpark tonight and tomorrow night. 70s during the daytime. Ought to be fantastic for graduation. Be careful out there. Have a great weekend. We'll get together again on Monday. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.